The Athenex plan calls for Albany to spend $225 million on a vast pharmaceutical manufacturing plant in Dunkirk and lab and manufacturing operation on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. The project has suddenly started to look shaky because the bills aren't being paid for construction and work is stopping. Now Albany has pulled SUNY Poly off the project and put Empire State Development completely in charge. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young has been very critical of the way the project has slowed because of the cash crunch and wanted ESDC in charge. Young says the project is vital to her Southern Tier communities.
Our greatest export has been our young people, and we're working to change that around. That's why Athenex is such an incredibly important project, because it is going to give so many opportunities to people in Western New York and to our young people. Once they get that college degree or graduate from school, they will be able to stay in our community and live and work and have a great quality of life.
The project problems are very similar to those earlier this year involving the same players, where work stopped on the Solar City complex in South Buffalo because bills weren't being paid. Young is praising Governor Cuomo for making the changes. SUNY Poly will continue to be involved because the subsidiary owns the Dunkirk property for the Athenex plant and leases space in the Conventus building on the medical campus, which is subleased to Athenex. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.